It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Stephanie Kuo. Governor Greg Abbott made it official today. He's running for re-election. He announced the news in San Antonio.
Texas will be better if we improve our schools and protect our communities. Texas will be better if we cut regulations and create more jobs. Texas will be better if we show the veterans our gratitude they deserve by helping them get the jobs they need and deserve.
Abbott, a Republican, has no challengers yet in sight. His announcement comes just days before state lawmakers head back to Austin for a special session. Several items on the agenda address the role that local and state government should play in people's lives. It's called local control. As Andrew Schneider with Houston Public Media reports, local control is sparking a heated debate among politicians across the state.
There's a long tradition in conservative Texas politics of keeping big government out of people's lives. We heard Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick make that point at last year's state Republican convention. Patrick was explaining his opposition to the Obama administration's transgender bathroom rules.
This has everything to do with keeping the federal government out of local issues.
Over the years, that same custom often meant state officials left it up to local ones to decide what was best for their communities. But that tradition may be changing. This past March, Republican Senator Lois Kolkhorst introduced Senate Bill 6 at a committee hearing in Austin.
Changes in the law designed to increase privacy and protections in our locker rooms, showers, changing rooms, dressing rooms, and our restrooms.
SB 6, also known as the bathroom bill, sounded an awful lot like the Obama rule in that it was telling local governments who could use which restroom or locker in a school building. The Texas bathroom bill died at the end of the legislative session, but the legislature did pass other preemptive laws, laws that allow the state to preempt local control. The most controversial, the so-called Sanctuary Cities Law, allows the state to remove local officials from office if they refuse to enforce federal immigration laws. And preemptive bills, including a revived bathroom bill, make up more than a third of Governor Greg Abbott's agenda for the upcoming special session.
The governor has decided to make the issue of local control a primary sort of focal point.
Jay Iyer teaches political science at Texas Southern University.
The idea of stopping an expansive, socially expansive local government plays well for his political base. It never has hurt a Republican politician to go after the city of Austin, for example.
Not all such conflicts are as simple as a GOP-led state government taking on majority Democratic cities. In fact, some Republican officials have a big problem with this trend.
Being in my 60s and having been in and out of politics for a long time, the conservative point of view was always government closest to the people is best, local control.
Harris County Judge Ed Emmett parts company with Governor Abbott over one of Abbott's top priorities for the special session. Restricting property tax increases. Emmett is no fan of property taxes, but they are the only means Texas allows counties for raising revenue.
Harris County has over 2 million people who live in unincorporated Harris County. We're responsible for the roads, the parks, animal control, all that activity. Compare that to Dallas County, where they have fewer than 10,000 people in unincorporated Dallas County. So to do a one-size-fits-all tax plan doesn't make any sense.
Then there's the issue of tree ordinances, specifically those that let cities bar property owners from cutting down trees on their own land. Abbott wants a bill to override such ordinances. That would affect not only Austin, but also Emmett's neighborhood of West University Place.
You know, West University Place has a pretty clear regulation of trees that need to be protected. The state somehow seems to think they should come in and make that decision for everybody in the state. I just don't think that's right, and I think it flies in the face of conservative principled government.
In many ways, Emmett's and Abbott's positions reflect a divide in the Texas GOP. That divide is one reason several of the preemptive bills that will come before the special session didn't pass during the regular session. In Houston, I'm Andrew Schneider.
The Legend of Robin Hood is getting a musical reboot from the Dallas Theater Center, and the production has dreams of reaching Broadway. For this week's State of the Arts Conversation, our Art and Seek team, Anne Bothwell, Jerome Weeks, and Hadi Mawagdi sit down to hash out Hood's chances.
Guys, this is a musical, so let's start with the singing.
I say yes. I say yes.
Hadi, that's the cast recording of the song I Say Yes.
Yeah, and it's the final song of the first act. And you can tell there's lots of joy and excitement in the music. But what you can't hear is all of the clapping and foot stomping that happens on stage. The show's music is very folk rock influence. Think of the band Mumford & Sons.
You strike me as a little bit more of a Hamilton type.
Definitely. But even for me, this show brings it. It's fresh and it's fun.
Yeah, it's really entertaining. And there are some fun plot twists. I especially like the spin on Maid Marian. She's a better shot with a bow and arrow than Robin Hood. Jerome, what did you think of the writing?
It's a spirited show, but it's got a really clunky start and a lack of follow-through. The musical really begins with a wandering troupe of actors announcing they'll enact the Robin Hood legend.
Kind of like Pippin or Godspell, the actors address the audience.
Right, but here, it's never brought up again. Douglas Carter Bean, who also wrote the show Give It Up at the Theater Center, is a funnier, smarter writer than that. In Hood, the wandering actors' idea seems mostly a justification for the show's funky, patched-together design, which is often delightful.
It's pretty rare for all three of us to have the same opinion, but I think we did regarding the casting of Nick Bailey. He's the person who plays Robin Hood. Hadi, I think you had the strongest reaction.
Yeah, I think I did, Anne. And I want to say, I think Nick Bailey did a fine job as Hood. He's got a good voice and he's engaging. But I couldn't help but feel that Austin Scott, the actor playing Sheriff Nottingham, should have been Robin. He's got a great face, he's animated, and he's just charismatic. I don't know if it was the wig or the seemingly invisible facial hair, but I just wasn't buying Bailey as Hood.
I've objected before to how these shows are cast, mostly out of New York, which pretty much sidelines the Theater Center's own acting company. So it was a pleasure to see company member Tiana K. Johnson.
Yeah, but some of those New Yorkers certainly justified themselves.
Yeah, like Austin Scott as the sheriff and Alicia Umphreys as one of the merry men. Umphreys' singing voice can set fire to a song.
I can see.
The show uses puppets, and that makes the evil authority figures into these wild caricatures. How'd that work for you?
Well, I grew up watching The Muppets Take Manhattan, so they were pretty much a home run. They made the villains more palatable and funny. And Jerome, the New Yorkers did have the leads, but there were several local actors in the show. Fort Worth's Luke Longacre really did an amazing job with the voice of the puppet Prince John.
Hadi, what the puppets reminded me of were the hilarious animated interludes in Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Puppet designer James Ortiz took that patched-together look I mentioned earlier, and he just ran with it.
The Theater Center has premiered other musicals, and the hope is that they will go to Broadway. Jerome, what do you think the chances are that this show's going to make it to New York?
As it stands, I think it'll get hammered. It's not focused enough. It drags at the end. I found a lot of it fun. But it's intended as a family show, and creating a musical like Matilda, a musical silly and lively enough to keep kids in the seats, but smart enough the adults won't nod off, threading that needle, that's hard.
Sure, Hood is a work in progress, but it's definitely worth seeing.
I agree. Hadi, Jerome, thanks so much.
Watch videos of some of the singers and puppets from Hood at artandseek.org. Hood runs through August 6th at the Wiley Theater. In the forecast, it'll be partly cloudy tonight, low of 79. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 94. It's 94 degrees right now in Dallas. It's 620. This is KERA News.